Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Michael Bungay Stainer is here, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is a new friend. He's senior fellow and founder of Box of Crayons. That's the name of his company. Honest to goodness, it is. He has a long life and career and credentials as a consultant to people just like you and me. He's doing that even today, and he writes books about that too, including his new book, The Coaching Habit: Say Less, Ask More, and Change the Way You Lead Forever. Michael Bungay Stainer, welcome to the show.
Hey, look, it's a pleasure. I love getting the kind of Van Halen lead in there. I'm feeling like rock and roll, even though it's kind of pretty early in the morning.
We rock and roll here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Hey, Michael, you say it's all about the coaching, and the coaching is all about the question.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Look, and to be clear, I'm not trying to turn anybody into a coach. I mean, there's lots of coaches out there. They do plenty of things. But for the folks probably listening to this show, they're not going, you know, what I really want here is to become a coach. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is this. Look, if you want to be more effective as a manager and as a leader, if you want to elevate your team, actually, if you want to work less hard but have more impact, then learning how to ask a few good questions can make all the difference.
You know, one of the things that one of the best things that ever happened to me in my life was being trained how to sell by companies like Sears and Xerox and the Army, by the way. The U.S. Army does a pretty good job of that. And the one thing, if you said to me, okay, boil it down, what is the essence of the most important things that they learned, that they taught you? And I would have to say it would be communication skills. Right. And at the heart of that is how to ask questions the right way at the right time.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, for me, sales comes down to this. Stop talking about your product. You know, just wait.
Right.
I know
right.
You love it. I know you want everybody to have it. But the longer you can wait before you start talking about your solution, mm-hmm. the more you can stay curious before rushing to advice, the more likely your sales process is actually going to work.
It's automatic. And it's primordial. It is old school, but it's fundamental. And it's part of new school, too, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And, you know, what you see in the sales conversation, which is, you know, wanting to rush to the solution, honestly happens on a moment-by-moment basis when you're interacting with people who you're leading or just interacting with, because it feels good to give people the answer. You feel smart, you feel in control, you feel like you're adding value. The only problem is, so much of the time, your advice actually isn't nearly as good as you think it is. And even if it is good, they're not really going to listen to it. And even if they listen to it, they're not actually going to follow it. Mm-hmm. But if you can just twist it up a bit and ask some good questions, you're actually going to get a more insightful conversation. You're going to get closer to dealing with the real challenge. And the person who you're talking to, you're going to feel more empowered to actually go out and solve this themselves.
Talk to us about the kickstart question.
Yeah, so look. One of the beliefs we have at Box of Crayons is that if you can't coach in 10 minutes or less, you don't have time to coach. So you've got to get into this conversation fast. And the greatest barrier, this is what the research tells us, that why people, like the folks listening right to us right now, think that they can't be more coach-like, is they just don't have time for this. Because they kind of go, you know what, I'm coaching, it feels like one of those things that takes an hour and you have to lie down on a therapy couch or something like that. And I say, look, actually, you just got to get into the real conversation as fast as possible.
Don't you need, if you're going to be a coach, don't you need a little bit of a servant's heart?
Brilliant. I completely agree with that, which is...
Because I think about when I talk to my employees.
Yeah.
And you know, I have, over the years, I've hired a lot of millennials.
Right.
And they don't always like to listen. You know, even if I've got something good to say, they don't always like to listen. But I tell them anyway, because I care about their future.
Right, exactly.
And I'm hoping like a 15-year-old, one day they'll wake up and say, hey, that was smart, that was good.
That was surprisingly smart. I didn't know it at the time, but actually he's learned a lot in a few years since we talked. So I think a service heart is exactly right. And the kickstart question, what that question is simply this: what's on your mind. And what's powerful about it, Jim, is that it's service in the sense that it asks them, you tell me what you think we should talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it doesn't say, tell me anything. It doesn't say, just give me a report out on all the stuff you're doing. It says, talk to me about the thing that you're excited about or worried about or consumed about or frustrated about. Let's talk about something that matters. So what's on your mind is a way of kind of accelerating into a more powerful, more useful conversation.
The key to that question is you began it with one of the interrogatives, right? Who,
right.
What, when, where, how, and why. That's the key to a kickstart question, isn't it? That you can't begin a kickstart question that if the answer could be yes or no.
Well, exactly. So there's a couple of things here. The first is the point you're making, which is closed versus open. Closed, yes or no, as an answer. Open, they've got to actually do the thinking, do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of those interrogatives, what is the most powerful one to use? And I'll tell you why. If you're asking the why question, and there's a place where why can be very powerful, but unless you get the tone exactly right, it can kind of put people on the defensive.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, why the heck are you doing that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you're asking the how question, what that means is you're actually already into the action mode. And honestly, Jim, with this book, The Coaching Habit, the fundamental thing I'm trying to get is people to stay curious just a little bit longer and rush to action and advice giving just a little bit more slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like the fact that you use the word curious a lot.
Yeah.
Because if you're not curious, you're not going to be a good communicator, because if you're not curious, you don't want to know what's inside their head.
Right.
And isn't that the heart of this thing, where you have to say, I wonder what they're thinking.
Right, exactly that. And not just what are they thinking, but is how can I get them to feel that they can learn and mm-hmm. figure this out and feel more self-sufficient and more autonomous and more creative? But it's not just about, I care about what you're thinking. It's like, I want you to be a more effective part of the team that I'm leading. And I'm going to help you learn. And by learning, you increase your potential and your capacity, and you actually grow your business and grow your team.
Right, absolutely. Michael, I need your website, please.
Sure. It's boxofcrayons.biz, B-I-Z. But if you're interested in the book, there's a ton of free stuff at thecoachinghabit.com. That's the name of the book, thecoachinghabit.com.
Thecoachinghabit.com. Where's the book available?
You know, pretty much everywhere, I think. But certainly Amazon is a great place to go. It's certainly up there, and it'll be in most of the bookstores that you bump into.
He's also the author of Do More Great Work, which is a bestseller, so check that out. You might want to pick up both of those while you're at it. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some more of the seven questions, the seven habits of being a great coach. And I'll tell you something, folks, great managers, the most successful managers, are great coaches. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.